that was a moment in my life. And I remember going and preparing for this photo shoot, said, you know what? I see a cookbook coming out of this. And that was the moment that changed everything in my life, that precise moment.
You're listening to the Build and Bloom podcast with host Jessica Whitaker, an educator of film and digital photography to beginners, both in workshops across the globe and online. Creator of the Build and Bloom group on Facebook, one of the largest and most engaged photography communities with over 60,000 members, and founder of nonprofit Sister Sister, a monthly networking group for young women in media. Jessica Whitaker cuts the fluff and will help you to grow your photography business with practical, actionable tips in every episode. If you're ready for a roadmap to a better personal and professional balance, then Build and Bloom podcast will help encourage, empower, and educate you to not only build your dream business, but sustain it. And now, here's your host, Jessica Whitaker.
This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Thanks again to myself for sponsoring my podcast episode. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here. Welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am joined with my friend, Cynthia Apps. She is going to share how she photographed and published the cookbook, Joy, Baking and Photographing Northern European Pastry. Cynthia will be sharing how a branding session before the pandemic led her to a cookbook publication and completely building a new photography business from the ground up. Cynthia is a branding and food photographer based out of Silicon Valley, California, with over 10 years of experience. I'll have Cynthia's information linked in the description of this episode, as well as a link to the Joy cookbook if you're interested in grabbing a copy for yourself or just checking out what she created. I won't keep you waiting any longer. Let's get into the episode with Cynthia Apps.
My name is Cynthia Apps. I am honored to be a guest on your podcast, and I am a commercial and food photographer based out of Silicon Valley. I am very passionate about the connections that I make with my clients, so that I think that's the foundation of how I establish all my business.
So you were previously doing family and portrait photography up until kind of the pandemic. There was a photo shoot you had right before the pandemic that changed everything for you and for your business. So let's get into that.
Sure. So yeah, so I had been a family photographer and a portrait photographer for about 10 years. And, you know, it was something that I sort of did on the side, mainly because that's what I was surrounded with. You know, I had kids and that was what my life was about. But in January of 2020, I actually had my first branding photo shoot with an incredible talented baker friend of mine that had an at-home bakery. She's Dutch, but she lives in Sweden. You know, she lived in Norway. Her parents are from the Netherlands and the UK. So she had all this background and all these stories, and all her baking was about this beautiful pastry. You know, she had a little Instagram account and Facebook, and I follow all her like journey. And I remember thinking, like, I think that I can do something better than that. So I said, like, how about we do a branding shoot for you so you can elevate your website, your web presence and all of that. So we had that photo shoot. And quite frankly, you know, up until that moment in my life, I've only photographed people. And even though I went with the intention of photographing her and, you know, her baking and all the things, you know, part of the photo shoot was also photographing this beautiful pastry. What I call to this day my most unconventional subject, but also one of the most beautiful. And that's how I think that was a moment in my life. And I remember going and preparing for this photo shoot with her. And I said, you know what? I see a cookbook coming out of this. And I think that was the moment that changed everything in my life, that precise moment. So yeah, that's a little background of how I ended up being where I am today.
That is so exciting. So in that moment, what do you feel like clicked for you?
It's something that I think that I've been developing with time. I oftentimes, you know, when I'm going into a photo shoot, I see things before I photograph them. It's hard to explain. And I remember, you know, it was January, so we have very limited natural light. And the photo shoots kind of started at 2:00. And everything had to be very quick. And I remember, you know, sunset was coming about and there was this beautiful sunset light coming through the window that I usually like to photograph people in, you know, that very soft light. And I remember she had to put some powdered sugar on top of these beautiful little cakes. And I said, you know, can you please sprinkle that very, very softly? Because I want the light to go through it just in the same way I love to have that beautiful sun flare coming through somebody's hair, you know, with the sun coming behind. Very, very similar. So it was very interesting that I was somewhat pushed to do what I do with people with a cake. but it was that I wanted emotion. I just didn't want to shoot a little cake. I wanted to have people feel something when they saw this cake. So the powdered sugar coming very softly, sprinkling through that beautiful little cake and the light coming behind. And to this day, that's one of my favorite pictures that I created for the book in that moment. So that's sort of like the journey that I went through because of that image.
How did you then stay true to your aesthetic as a portrait photographer and apply the same concepts to food photography?
I'll be honest, you know, and I suffer a little bit from imposter syndrome for a while because I've never photographed food before. I've never been trained on it. So I went into, you know, that photo shoot and all the ones that came after that for the book that we started, you know, creating, just trying to keep and be true to the same aesthetics that I use as a portrait photographer. One is the use of light, the beautiful use of light, and second, infusing emotion in pictures. So when I go into photographing some, you know, a pastry, and now any food for that matter, I ask myself, how do I stay true? You know, how do I apply this same concept for light and emotion? And I just gave you an example, you know, the beautiful powder, the light, the sun flare. You know, when I tell people now, you know, I'm doing food photography, they say, oh, there's all these tricks and there's all these things about food photography. Like, you know, they make butter look like ice cream and all the things. And I said, no, that's not who I am. My method is actually a very simple method, you know, just come close to the source of light, because that's exactly what I do when I photograph somebody. I just like, I bring them to the window light and I shoot them there in a most beautiful way. So that's exactly the same thing that I do for food.
Do you feel the same sense of fulfillment after working just with this subject like food as you do with portraits?
Even though food photography is now part of my journey and I really, really enjoy photographing the food, I think what I am most, you know, what I'm about really is photographing two things. So one is the passion of those creatives, so those chefs, the passion that goes into creating these beautiful, you know, dishes or pastry or, you know, whatever they are. Like, so I want to photograph their passion and I want to photograph their creation. So it's really a merge of the two things in one. That's my sweet spot. That's what I'm about. And that's exactly, you know, the intersection is what I want, how I want to serve others.
Oh, that's such a good point, because even though the person might not be in front of the camera, it's a result of their own passion. And also you get that added end result of, with the cookbook, other people are going to be reading it. People are able to take this cookbook and create other new memories with their family or whoever they're creating with. You're so charismatic. And does it ever feel kind of like, oh, I'm not able to use like all of my like people skills when I'm working with these like more product-based things? But that's such a good reminder, especially for anyone else out there who is wanting to get into product photography or food photography, even just as an extra source of income. If you're nervous about, is it going to be boring? It's still quite exciting because you have that added end result and you're photographing somebody's, their passion. You said it so beautifully.
I think you have to make a decision going into any photo shoot. The moment you decide it's going to be exciting for yourself, everything else unfolds the same way. You know, so the excitement comes from you, that energy comes from you, and you just pour it into what you're going to create. So, you know, go into anything that you do, and that would be my suggestion, you know, to your audience, is before going into any photo shoot, whatever it is, you know, find the thing that you love about it and be excited about it, and the result will show for themselves once you put that energy in it.
This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. Before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients, and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you can set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhittaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhittaker.co/honeybook.
When I was introducing you to the podcast audience, I shared that you had this branding session before the pandemic that led you to a cookbook publication, and it completely building a new photography business from the ground up. So what do you mean when you had to build a new photography business from the ground up?
Being a portrait and family photographer for 10 years up until the pandemic. So I went into, just to give you a little bit of like the unfolding of my new journey, right? So portrait photographer for 10 years, doing family headshots, the things, something that was, I was doing on the side. Then, you know, I actually got divorced. I got a corporate job and I continued doing that because I loved it. Then January, 2020, I had my first brand shoot. It was the inception of a cookbook. And during the, you know, during that year, I did a lot of, you know, personal development. I started, you know, thinking on what I really wanted in my life. The pandemic was a time in my life that led me to go inward and, you know, really define my priorities. And I'm sure it happened to many, many different people. Then 2021 came about, and then we pushed through this cookbook, right? And so I'm still doing the family and I'm still doing the portraits, but meanwhile, I'm creating this beautiful book, really. And, you know, I'm doing all these photo shoots. My creative partner is moving from California to North Carolina. We have to like, I went to North Carolina to do a photo shoot. And then, you know, 22 came about and like I decided to completely, you know, drop my family portrait business, really, that I had established and I'm known for, especially in Silicon Valley, to then going to completely build a new business in commercial and food photography. And when I said from the ground up means, you know, I established my LLC, I quit my job, I created a new website, I started networking, I started, you know, teaching myself. Like it's been an incredibly transformative year for me. I think that I've grown so much as a business owner, an entrepreneur, because I'm teaching me all the things that that, you know, I'm sure takes time to build. And I think that I pushed myself so hard this year to, you know, create a new business. Because I really, you know, it's my desire to do what I love every single day of my life. I want to get up every single morning and be excited for what I do, not just my spreadsheet that I used to do, right? So that's, it's been a transformation. And I think you've witnessed that transformation. And it is so beautiful, mostly because I've managed to surround myself with people that have lifted me up. And that's so beautiful. So that's what I mean when I have to build it from the ground up.
And you should be so proud of yourself, because it's one thing to establish a whole new business. And then on top of it, though, how much inner work you did over the past couple of years, but especially this past year. I mean, I remember that you were saying you had hired someone who does TED Talks to teach you how to do public speaking. But whenever you want to learn something, you do it all out. Like the dedication and the preparation, and you take everything very seriously. Because we went to Utah, and that's where we met, was at a conference, and both of us were speaking. And the conference was just a very small, like little event where, you know, you could kind of be like, well, I can relax and I can kind of just use this as a little bit of a warming up for more speaking gigs. But you take everything and go all out with it and push yourself to be the best that you can be. And I think that's because you never know what could come of those opportunities, and you're always having the big picture in mind. And so I hope you gave yourself the credit. Oh my gosh, you not only started a whole new business, but you really worked so much on your mindset and like relationships and just healing. And that will come out, that comes out with everybody that you meet. So it's like the people that you are surrounding yourself with who are lifting you up, it's like an equal exchange. And I think that's what makes it so beautiful too. You're bringing value to everyone, and everybody is able to bring value to you. So your cup is never like running dry.
Yeah, thank you. And I think that I owe this in big part of the gift that I've had to be around people like you, Jessica. You know, it's been such a joy to have met you, to have your support. You're way more established than I've been, really. You're light years ahead of me. And yet you're so always willing to, you know, lend a hand, to be an open book. And I think that's really the key of your success, because you're so kind and you're so loving, and I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful I got to meet you in person, and so grateful that I'm here in this podcast with you, because I think you're an extraordinary human being and an extraordinary businesswoman, and I am so proud of you, and I know I have a lot to learn from you, so just know that as well.
You're so sweet and so encouraging. Thank you.
I mean it. I say these words because I do mean them.
Let's jump into the cookbook itself. So can you tell us about your cookbook and what is it about?
The cookbook is actually called Joy, J-O-I with an umlaut, which is the two little dogs that you probably see on the Häagen-Dazs name, right? The reason behind that two dots is because we wanted to have the perception that, you know, it's an Scandinavian type name. The book is called Joy, Baking and Photographing Northern European Pastry. It's a collection of beautiful recipes from Norway, Swedish, Germany, the UK, Netherlands, that my creative partner Joanna have, you know, put together for me to photograph. What's very groundbreaking, I'm, you know, so excited to share this about this cookbook, is that it has two features. The first one is the fact that for the first time, because, you know, I've done my research, this is the first cookbook in the market that will have a photography chapter. You know, oftentimes the cookbooks that you buy, you know, or the recipes that you get out of a food blog or anything is based on how beautiful that photograph is, right? Like, I want to make that. So the cookbook will have a whole dedicated photography chapter where I'm going to teach people in a very simple way. If I did it, you guys, anybody can do it. So what is my method? Even it has like, you know, a section on mobile phone photography, you know, because oftentimes you make something so beautiful, you snap it. So how can you elevate those images to make them be, wow, I want to cook that. So that's one of the, you know, the super cool features of this book. And also it has QR codes. So what happens is there are cookbooks with QR codes that usually takes you to a website or something, but our book, it has, you know, embedded QR codes that are going to lead the user into a how-to video. Say you're baking and you're making a beautiful Swedish bun, right? And, you know, there's a little technique. I remember during the pandemic in TikTok, like people were like, you know, how do we do that? The little nodding and stuff, right? So you scan it with your phone or your iPad or wherever you're, you know, and it takes you to a video that takes you the exact technique that you need to bake that. So the how to. So that's really groundbreaking.
Are you doing those videos?
Yeah. So I, you know, the videos are nothing super, you know, a big production. It wasn't a really big production. However, yeah. So when I went to North Carolina to do the last shoot for this book, we just powered through a lot of how to videos that, you know, we shot with an iPhone, really. They're all uploaded in our YouTube channel. And not only that, but also something super cool, you guys, there's pronunciation. Scandinavian pronunciation, you want to know how that is pronounced. People with their native language to say those pastry names. And that's super awesome as well. So like the Scottish and the German and the Norwegian. So yeah, we've been working so hard on all these cool features for the book. And I think it's going to make, you know, it's going to make it a really beautiful and different type of cookbook. It's a journey of joy.
It's so innovative. That's so cool, because I could see where if there's a certain technique you need to do for the dough, like folding the dough a certain way, it can be hard to, you can read it and it can be articulated pretty clear, but if you are not a pastry chef, it might be very confusing. You go down a tunnel on YouTube trying to figure out exactly how to do this, and then you kind of get a little bit sidetracked or distracted or discouraged. And so I love that you guys have implemented that video feature. The pronunciation is so cool.
Yeah. And I also, you know, in the photography chapter, we will have feature videos on how I photograph this pastry. So, you know, I take people in the journey. It's like, hey, go to the light, you know, how. So it's also like, it's very cool, but because it's not only apply for the baking side of it, but also for the photography side of it.
That is so, so genius. I love the photography chapter. That's, oh my gosh, because yes, everybody wants to show off what they've made. And then even like for marketing, if they can take a really solid photo, share it on their Instagram, and it looks appetizing in the photo itself, then they're going to repost it, share where the cookbook is from. That's so smart.
Yes, yes. And that'll, you know, we're right now building for the first time a Facebook community where people, you know, can, you know, tell us what, you know, how they're baking, you know, they sharing pictures, sharing tips, and like where to get ingredients, where to get, you know, all the things, because some of the ingredients are like really could be sometimes or ingredients or even tools, alternatives for ingredients. So we want to build this community to have that space for people to share what they're making and baking and photographing. So
this episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by Contractista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. Contractista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, Contractista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography-contracts and protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography-contracts.
What have you learned from creating a cookbook? So do you have any new skills about yourself or your business that have developed within this process?
The cookbook has been one of the most challenging, but also beautiful journeys in my life as an entrepreneur. I owe this a lot to my creative partner, Joanna. You know, she's pushed me to be a better photographer, a better business person. So I've learned to, you know, publications, how to market, you know, it starts with, you know, how to photograph, but it's a whole journey. It's not just showing up, taking the picture and see you never. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. So, you know, the design part of it, you know, getting all the cookbook actually, and I learned this from one of the books that I got a long time ago when I started my journey as a portrait photographer. It was a book by Elizabeth Messina. And she featured it, and I remember she shot everything with her contacts and film. And she had this little trifecta, you know, the triad of the ISO, the aperture, the shutter speed in every single photo. And I remember I would go into my film camera and I would replicate that. And I taught myself film in a big way because of that recipe to create that picture. And we implemented that in every single picture for the cookbook. So when somebody's photographing that pastry with the right condition, you know, close to the light and all of that, they know how to as well. So, you know, that little added value to the potential reader, the, you know, the publication aspect, you know, are we going to go with Amazon? How do we make it an ebook? You know, like there are so many components that I've learned so much. And I can say now, you, Jessica Whitaker, if you were to publish, you know, you want to publish a cookbook tomorrow, I can guide you through the process because I've done it myself. So that has been incredibly, and I know it's going to be part of my new journey as an entrepreneur, you know, guiding others in this process of publishing a cookbook.
That's so awesome. Do you feel like it was pretty easy to adapt into that as somebody who already is a business owner? Were you able to take already kind of pre-existing skills and just, or was it like a whole new realm?
Half and half, you know, sort of like, I was a portrait photographer, applied to pastry. And that applies to, you know, you market your portrait photography on Instagram. How do you market on Instagram for pastry or photography? So similar concepts are applied to anything you do, and you certainly bring the knowledge that you have in, but you also have to develop new skills because the whole publication thing has been brand new to me. So there's that. So I can say half and half. Yes.
With that being said, what are you the most excited about in the cookbook and with new business opportunities as well?
So I'm excited. We're excited to hopefully publish this year. We've had, Joanna and I, you know, we both have families, we both had jobs, we have all the things, and, you know, it's probably taking a little longer than we expected for the release of the book. However, I'm very excited for the publication. I think with that will come, you know, a potential tour. You know, we were considering having her come to California, you know, set up a little signing little desk and a cute little store nearby, maybe doing the same thing in North Carolina. We know we have, she has a huge following from her family in the Netherlands. So, you know, that alongside with the fact that I could now, you know, I'm looking into, you know, switching a little bit and offering maybe food food photography classes, you know, cookbook consultant strategies to chefs. And yeah, so that's I think that's what that's is probably what are some of the new opportunities are coming about because of that branding shoot before the pandemic, right? Like how you transform, but you know why? You have to listen to the opportunities. You like pay attention. They come to you every single day. And when you put your mind, you listen, you put your mind into it, and then you go and develop yourself in that skill. That's where the magic happens.
Piggybacking off of that, what recommendations for people who want to start photographing different subjects would you have, or if they want to publish their photography work? What recommendations and advice would you have for those people?
So first of all, I would say it's not hard, you know. So say you're coming from a family photography or portrait photography business background like myself, and you come about with an opportunity to do, you know, interior design, food, landscape, you know, go out and get a drone and do, I don't know, aerial photography. My first advice is do not be afraid to try new things. Second, once you decide, you know, that thing you like, stick to it and learn that craft well, you know, similar to what you said. I hire a TED Talk coach for my piece, you know, going to educate yourself. And learn that skill really well. So don't be afraid. And the second advice is, you know, educate yourself in that skill and just make it happen.
How do you balance developing these new skills while also raising your kids at the same time?
The way I've learned, and this hasn't been easy because I struggle with sometimes, you know, wanting to be working, but wanting to be with them at the same time. But I've learned that I learned to be present, you know, so I think that has helped me a lot. So when I'm doing my photography, when I'm in my zone, I am present for it. And when I'm with them, I'm also present for them. So I think that's very important to recognize that in yourself. And it goes not only for your kids, for anything in life. You know, if you have a romantic partner, if you have, you know, your parents are in town, if you have a pet and you want to be doing another skill and learning another skill, you know, there's a time where you have to be present for that person or that thing. So I think that's what has helped me, you know. And like, for instance, today we're doing this right now. And then I told myself during the fall break, I'm going to go and take the afternoon off to be present for them. So we're going to go for lunch and hiking and just do the things because I want that for them as well, right? So that's how I juggle. I make sure that I'm present for whatever my attention is in that moment.
What's next for you in your photography journey?
But like I said before, I'm building a platform where I'm going to be offering courses. So I'm very excited for that. That's going to be online courses, but also I have a dream. I have a dream of taking, you know, when I talked about the intersection between photographing the food and also, you know, that thing somebody creates and their passion for creation, you know, making those together. So, you know, I love traveling and I love cultural immersion. So I have a dream of offering retreats around the world where I partner with chefs or we, you know, fashion designers or we painters or whatever, and we go in a journey, I bring people together, and we go into that location for a cultural immersion and I teach them how to photograph that thing, that passion. So I think that's something that is, you know, developing in my mind, and I know it's to come, and I believe that I'm just planting seeds and I'm going to see fruits, you know, soon. But that's one of the things, cookbook consulting as well. It's part of my journey, and also just diving in more into, you know, commercial and branding photographer for passionate business owners. And my key sweet spot in that area of my life or my craft is just elevation. So I wanna, you know, if you've been in business for 10 years, how can you elevate your web presence? Or if you have been a photographer that has been photographing with your phone, your pastry, you know, how can you elevate those images? If you've been maybe a family photographer for 10 years and you like, how can you make that photography better? Like, it's all about like elevation. That's my thing. How can you make something better? Put your heart into it. I think that's what I'm so passionate about.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show and just encourage my audience. Where can everybody find you and where can they find more information about the cookbook?
So we have a website. It's joythecookbook.com. And, you know, you have two sections. You have the baking section, but also we'll have a photography section where you'll have tips and all the things. We have a YouTube channel now that is being loaded with content for the book that is going to be going to the QR codes. You can also find me at cynthiaappsphotography.com and therefore my Instagram handle at cynthiaappsphotography. I'm in Facebook, I'm in LinkedIn, I'm in TikTok, all the things, you know, because social media is a thing today and you have to let people know what you do.
I love that. I'll have all of that information linked in the show notes. So the description for those who are listening and want to go directly over there. Thank you so much again for spending time with me here. You're so amazing. And do you have anything else that you want to share or end off with?
Well, what I would say to your audience, you know, a lot of, and I think you're doing such a great job at encouraging people to, you know, embrace their, you know, first of all, having people improve their photography skill, but also embrace their entrepreneur self. So my advice for everybody is just don't be afraid, do the thing. And second, put intention on everything you do, every single day of your life. Love, bring it with love. If you love what you do, things will happen, magic will happen, and all the beautiful things will come to your life. So those are my two advices for your audience.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much for taking the time again to be on the show.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I appreciate being here.
I hope you enjoyed this interview with my friend Cynthia Apps. You can find her information linked in the description of this episode, as well as a link to grab a copy of the Joy Cookbook for yourself. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Build and Bloom podcast. If you love the show, leave us a review on iTunes to keep it running. This also helps other photographers to find this free resource. Looking for more? Join over 60,000 photographers in the Build and Bloom Facebook group. Just search for Build and Bloom in Facebook groups to join in the encouraging and empowering community. You can also find Jessica's tutorials and tools on YouTube and Instagram at Jessica Whittaker, and show notes and further resources on her website, jessicawhittaker.co. Thanks for spending time here. Catch you in the next episode.